Here's your morning brief for Friday, November 18th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Swedish authorities investigating a series of blasts that damaged the Nord Stream undersea natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea in September said they had found traces of explosives on several foreign objects nearby. That marks a potential break in an international probe into who was responsible for what authorities have called sabotage. A press officer at the Swedish prosecutor's office said it wasn't clear if the material they found was traceable. The Biden administration has told a US court that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has immunity in a civil lawsuit brought by the fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, owning to his status as a sitting head of government. In a filing Thursday, the State Department said common law principles of immunity informed its determination, but said that does not reflect a judgment on the underlying conduct at issue in the litigation. Supporters of Khashoggi, a former royal insider who criticised Prince Mohammed's policies and was killed in 2018, criticised the court filing as a betrayal, and his fiancé said the administration's decision was unexpected. The world's top mining company, Australia's BHP Group, is closing in on its biggest acquisition in a decade, as it is seeking to produce more copper and nickel needed for electric vehicles, wind turbines and solar farms. Australia's Oz Minerals said it intends to recommend shareholders vote in favour of a revised takeover offer from BHP valued at more than $6.3 billion. BHP has been granted 4 weeks to exclusively conduct due diligence on the deal starting Monday. Markets in Asia ended mainly lower and European shares were up in early trading. US stock futures are also up. US October existing home sales figures are released today, and Foot Locker is among the companies reporting earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.